Thank you for inviting me in, my lord. Please accept my humble apologies for calling upon you at such a late hour. And dressed so revealingly. I've just come from a rather stimulating social gathering. Your mansion is beautiful and so grand. I'll dare say you put most of London to shame. You've certainly made the most of your fortune that your uncle left you in his will. Forgive me, I am an avid reader of the obituary column. Perhaps that remark was in poor taste. I only know of your situation because I read about your uncle's death a few years ago. 1849, wasn't it? I remember like it was yesterday. £500,000 in colonial property and shares in various shipping enterprises. As a collector, it pays to keep up to date with the deaths of the wealthy. Generational transfers of property are the heartblood of my business. The early bird gets the worm, I believe the phrase goes nowadays. Oh, goodness. No wonder you're looking so confused. I haven't even introduced myself. Where are my manners? I am Countess Miraline of the Entrovna Veld. Don't worry if you haven't heard of it. It's a very small valley principality in Romania. All dark forests, crumbling castles, and bleak mountains. Hardly worth the attention of a high society gentleman like yourself. That's partly why I left. London is so exciting. The great exhibitions, the tea houses, industry, invention, and so many delicious people. I've been here most of our young Queen Victoria's reign, and I think I've pretty much naturalized by this point. I barely have a trace of my former accent. But enough about me. To business. I mentioned before that I am a collector, and in my line of work, I've noticed you. Because you've been collecting too, haven't you? Come now, there's no need to be coy about it. You see, I've been there at some of the auctions you've attended. Auctions of rare books, occult books, bestiaries with some very dark subjects. There's something of a personal interest of mine, and recently you've been swiping all of the good finds right from under me. Grimoires, treatises from Renaissance alchemists, Charnock, Flamel, Paracelsus, Dee, Zolatan, and his more successful students. Bestiaries from all over the world. It's starting to get vexing. Most collectors are old hands in the game. Some have been at it for a very long time. We know each other, as much as we might bicker and fight over the objects of our interest. We have a mutual respect. We have a kind of etiquette. None of us overreach. We don't dominate the market. We don't step on each other's toes. It's a game of back and forth. Modest victories and graceful defeats. A dance amongst peers. You have no such subtlety. You've waded into our community this past year and started throwing money around like your coffers never run dry. Outbidding everyone for every notable text that's come onto the market. Rude, inconsiderate, making enemies without seeming to care about it. You seem desperate. as if you're hunting for something and perhaps running out of time. So I'm here to ask, what is the nature of your interest in the occult? What do you want? Why won't you meet my eyes? What's wrong? All of a sudden, you wouldn't look at me properly. You've been averting my eyes for the past couple of minutes. You've been reading those bestiaries and taking them far too seriously. Perhaps you think I might be one of those creatures. The ones that can creep into a man's mind as soon as he meets their eyes. Is that it? Are you suspicious about my true nature? Perhaps you imagine me to be a witch, or some manner of demoness. Well, whatever your reasons, by averting your eyes for the past few minutes, you've ended up staring up my breasts. How typical. As soon as your eyes needed somewhere else to rest, they latched onto the swell of my bosom. Oh, yes, I noticed. Don't try to deny it. It's plain as day. You've been ogling me since the moment I walked in through that door. Is this how you treat your house guests? You invite them inside and then treat them like pieces of meat. How dare you, pervert! My eyes are up here. I'm a woman, alone, trying to conduct herself respectably. At least do me the courtesy of not undressing me with your eyes. Look at my face. There. That wasn't so hard, was it? Yes, that's it. You looked back up and I caught you in the depths of my gaze. Poor man. You really shouldn't get so flustered when a woman accuses you. You made it far too easy for me to trick you into meeting my eyes again. This could have been much easier if you hadn't clammed up and had just answered my questions up front. Now I'll have to pry the answers out of your mind, like drawing poison from a wound. And it will be uncomfortable. Shh, don't worry. You're paralyzed. At least until I release you from my gaze. Let's see what tipped you off about the danger I posed. My, you really are panicking. Let's just put those tumultuous thoughts to the side for the time being, so I can browse the contents of your mind without the annoying sound of your mental screaming. Ah, I see. Halfway through our introduction, you noticed I didn't have a reflection in the hall mirror. How unfortunate. I should have been more careful about where I stood. Well, that's given the game away, hasn't it? Do you know what I am? Have you read enough of the bestiaries to match the signs to the creature? It's on the tip of your tongue. Go on. You can speak. Vampire, yes. Not a word I'm particularly fond of, but it will do for our purposes. I am a vampire, and most of what you've read about me is probably true. I drink blood. I have no reflection in silver-backed mirrors. As you're experiencing right now, my eyes have a hypnotic quality that lets me take control of my victims and rifle through their minds. It was a mistake to invite me in before you knew who I was. People in the modern world have forgotten the superstitions that once kept them safe. And I am very much enjoying myself here in London. the heart of the empire. So proud, so sure of yourselves, so easy to seduce, overpower, and feast upon. And you have had the misfortune of catching my eye. When I heard a young man had recently come into family money and was buying up all the occult books in town, I assumed we might have an overzealous prospective monster hunter on our hands. You'd be surprised how many people find an old treatise on ghouls and bloodsuckers and immediately decide to pick up a stake and become a hero. No sense of self-preservation at all. But they mostly come to a grisly end. But it seems I was wrong about you. You aren't trying to kill monsters. You're trying to find the secret to immortality. I can feel it inside you. The yearning for more. More life. More time. You want to live past your pitiful human span and witness the world as it passes into new ages of marvelous future. Oh, poor boy. How cute. If you did happen to be a monster hunter, I was going to kill you and save myself a headache later down the line when you gained some experience and became a credible threat. But since you have had no such intent, I'm wondering what I should do with you. Come closer. Let me smell you. Your blood has a certain sweetness to its aroma. Your heart is pounding so fast, you're practically radiating your flavor into the air around you. Is that some arousal I detect? How scandalous. Although, I suppose I am wearing a very low-cut blouse. It's shameful just how vulnerable it makes men when the only thing they can think about is the warm flesh of a woman's breasts on display in front of them. It tricked you into getting flustered and falling into my control. How does it feel to be utterly helpless? Captured in the hypnotic trance of a supernatural predator. Oh, there's some fight in you after all. I like that. You're thinking that if you can only overcome the mental cage I've placed you in, you might be able to escape with your life. Let's put that theory to test. There. You're free. I'm not controlling your mind or reading your thoughts. And more, you can move. You can attempt an escape right now. Try to run. We'll see how it goes. Go on. Shoot, go for it. Make a break for a door or a window, whatever you like. How about I'll give you a count of three before I follow you. If you can make it out of this mansion, you're safe. I won't ever bother you again. One. Two. Three. Ready or not, here I come! Oh dear. Too slow. You'll have to do better than that if you want to escape. Go on. I'll give you another chance. Try the upstairs window. Perhaps you can jump off the balcony and into that tree outside. If you're swift enough. So slow. So weak. How disappointing! You're barely at the top of the stairs, and I'm already on the balcony. I suppose it helps that I can jump higher than a building if I want to. Look out below! Oh dear. You really hit every single stair on the way down. That must have been painful. You're just not fast enough to escape from me. Poor dear. Oh, what are you gonna do now? Oh, a lit candle stand. Good thinking. Fire might actually harm me if you manage to land a blow. Oh, come on. Am I just too fast for you to hit me? You're doing better than some. At this point, most people just get down on their knees and beg. It gets very boring after a few hundred years. I always like it when my prey doesn't give up. But sadly, it still won't help you. There, shh. Stop fighting. You'll only hurt yourself. Hey, shh. There. No need for all that. It's okay. I have your wrists held above your head. I'm straddling you. My breasts are in your face. If you think about it, this is actually quite a nice pose if you have to be pinned to the ground. You should enjoy it. Make the most of what could be your last moments. Drink in the scent of me. You never had a chance. Even without my mind tricks, you're no match for a vampire. I can physically overpower you in a second. Since you had such an academic interest in immortality, I thought I'd give you some first-hand experience of the kind of power that an immortal really possesses. And I have just one more trick to show you. Vampiric venom. Yes, that's it. My venom entering your bloodstream. You can feel it coursing through you, altering your perception, making your body burn and respond to me even against your will. It's dizzying. I know. It is supposed to provide bliss in a victim's final moments, as they're drained of their life. But I'm letting you experience it fully. You see, vampiric venom has some remarkable effects. It forces your body to produce more vital fluids at a supernaturally fast rate, forcing you to produce more blood for my consumption. That's why your heart is hammering in your chest, and you feel like you need to run a mile. Every single system in your body is going into a total frenzy. You can barely think straight. I don't even need my powers of hypnosis or mind manipulation to play with you now. You're completely dazed. But your body is responding to me more strongly than ever. Look at that bulge in your pants. How lecherous. Here I am, a house caller. Barely just walked in off the street and you're thrusting that throbbing thing at me through the fabric of your breeches. Well, if you insist, sir, I might just lower my bodice some more and help relieve some of the pent-up tension. After all, isn't this what you were looking for in all those dusty old books? A taste of immortality. I'm an immortal. I can give you a taste. That's right. No resisting. You're mine. I'm inside your head. Your body is no match for a vampire of my strength. My venom is warping your mind. Give yourself over to me. Give yourself to me. And it can be nothing but bliss in the end. The rich vigor in your blood. It's intoxicating. I can never take a sip without getting excited, wanting to feel more of your lively vitality. You're throbbing like an animal in heat. It's, delicious. Now we've firmly established that you can't resist me, no matter how hard you might try. I'm going to take my fill from you. And not just blood. I have other needs and desires, and my vampiric venom does wonders for your body's ability to produce and satisfy. Oh, I'm going to enjoy draining you. Get those trousers off. Yes, hard and ready for me. Supernaturally turned on by my venom. So thick and veined. Do you feel that ache in your balls from the involuntary pulsing in your groin? That's pressure building up from my venom stimulating your glands. It needs to be released or you'll suffer a very unfortunate fate. You're full of cum and you need to be milked. Don't worry, I'll soak it all out of you. Your body must be so sensitive by now. Every sensation like a shock of lightning, racing across your skin and burning down into your cock. How does it feel when I trace my long nails over the shaft and I tease your balls? Oh, poor boy, you're shaking. Your hips are twitching. Like you're about to start thrusting into the air. Are you about to come just from me brushing against your cock? You are. Your body is so intoxicated by my stimulating venom that you're about to spurt cum all over yourself. Just a moment more. There you go. Oh, yeah, there we go. Oh, it's getting everywhere. All over both of us. More and more. Flowing everywhere. Oh, you're coming and moaning out of control. So sensitive. I barely even touched you. I'd be annoyed about you ruining my clothes, but I always expect my outfit to get a little soiled when I go out on a hunt anyway. Oh, but you really came so fast and easily. You're like a virgin who's never felt the touch of a woman. In any other circumstance, I'd consider that quite embarrassing. But you did have a lot of my aphrodisiac venom pulsing through your veins, forcing your cock to respond to my touch with rapturous jolts of pleasure. All that pent-up sperm was really too much for you. Me, looming over you, tracing my nails over your balls and shaft. But it's okay. My venom is still making your body produce more of every vital fluid. That includes your sperm, so there's no chance of you running out tonight. And with the intoxication making you horny beyond what any mortal could usually achieve, you can come again and again, oh, and again, until I'm finished with you. So, let me just clean up your cock, and then we can go for round two of many. Your cock is so covered in your cum. It's like tingling on my tongue as I lick it from your balls. All the way to the tip. Caressing every throbbing inch with my wet mouth. Tasting all of you. You didn't get soft for even a second, and you're ready to go again. I'm gonna take advantage of that. Yeah. Yeah, you just lay back and let this happen. I'll bet when I first sank my fangs into you, you didn't expect you'd be having your cock sucked by a sexy vampire lady just a few minutes later. But I'm indulging myself. Taking my time. I've always enjoyed playing with my food. There are pleasures beyond the immediate satisfaction of my craving for blood. You can offer so much more. And I can feel your pulse rising again to a fever pitch as I suck. Mm. rubbing your balls, massaging your shaft while I devour you. Let's see how fast I can make you come again for me. I missed most of it last time. But this time, it's going all down my throat. I won't spill a precious drop until my thirst is sated. Oh, the sound of your petty moans is so sweet. I'm gonna enjoy ruining you so much. Desperation is the essence of mortality. I love to watch it play out on your face as I push you to the precipice of ecstasy and then down into the dark waters. Suck it all out of you. Flavors you could barely imagine with your mortal senses. It's a meal only an immortal can appreciate. And I'm not even close to satisfied. I know there's more to come. Oh no, no. You don't get a moment to rest. I thought I made it very clear that I'm the one in control here. You may be enjoying getting your cock sucked, but your pleasure is only incidental to mine. Even under my influence, you can't muster up so much as a thimble full of cum. Only then will I be satisfied. Only then will I be finished with you. And we're gonna keep doing this again and again until you physically cannot go on any longer. And then I'll decide whether your quest for immortality will bear fruit or be met with a swift end at the tips of my fangs. That's right. That's it. Oh, yeah. Keep twitching and groaning. Oh, I can feel your vigor rising again. hear your heartbeat. Every moment we are in the same room. I can feel your blood pumping through your skin. I can smell the sperm multiplying inside your balls. You still have so much to give me. And I'm not gonna stop until I wring you dry like a rag. That's right, baby. You're gonna keep coming for me. Until I have to force you over and over. Until you're begging for it to end. Doesn't my mouth feel divine? You're experiencing just how well a vampire can suck. Choice. Give in to ecstasy. Come for me. More cum for me to swallow. Down my throat. So hot and thick. It's even more than last time. You really are full of life. Oh, poor human. Oh, those tears in your eyes. Tears of pleasure or pain. It's almost more than you can bear. I know, but a vampire must be fed, and you're my meal for tonight. Okay. You caught my attention. Collecting all of those old books. Sticking your nose where it wasn't wanted. Digging up secrets that are left buried. And all in pursuit of immortality. You were so desperate for it. For the pursuit of it. The intoxication of it. More time to live and experience the world. To see empires rise and fall. To follow the path of progress. You presume to be worthy of such gifts. I have lived for 700 years, watching humanity, walking among you as you have tried time and again to pull yourselves out of squalor, with every attempt seeming doomed to fail or lead you to only greater suffering. And at every turn, I have been there watching, feasting upon you. Would you pay the price of immortality if it was paid with the lives of others? I doubt that was quite what you had in mind when you started this search for answers. Oh, I almost forgot. You're filthy rich, living at the expense of others, treading upon their heads as you strive for greater heights. It's nothing strange to you. Perhaps you would actually make a decent vampire. I'll consider your bid for immortality, but I'm far from done with your mortal form. Now I've had my appetizer. Oh, it's time for the main course. And I think I'll enjoy you on the ceiling. Hold on tight. Oh, didn't I mention I could fly? Another perk of being an ancient creature of the darkness. My dear collector, look at you. Pinned to the ceiling, looking down the distant marble floor, smeared with your own blood and cum, with a powerful vampirist straddling you. You can't say this isn't a thrillingly novel experience. I hope, on some level, you're still able to feel wonderment through the fog of terror and arousal. Now, I'm gonna fuck you so hard that we crack the ceiling. Give me your cock. Oh, that tip, so teasing. I want it all inside me. Oh, yes. So warm and filling. And still pulsing with life. I'm sure you still have another couple of loads left for me before you're completely spent. Now, be a good boy and fuck me like your life depends on it. I love flying while I'm having sex. It's euphoric and uncanny. And there's something about pinning a man to the ceiling while I'm riding him that makes me feel, oh, so fucking powerful. I could drop you at any moment. Your survival is completely chained to whether you thrust hard enough to satisfy me. You're certainly putting in a commendable effort. Fuck. Just like that. It's been too long since I've had good mortal cock thrust inside me. And with my venom, there's no chance of you getting tired. Oh, you can just keep going. Just keep thrusting. Keep fucking until you're filling me up with your mortal seed. Yes. Oh, let me grind my vampire pussy onto you. It's tight. Wrapped around you. Squeezing to milk every drop of your cum. Yeah, lick my breasts. I want you to taste my skin. The impossible smoothness. I'm a perfect predator, and rich men are the only prey who still interest me. after all this time. Oh, the arrogance. The desperate striving for more, always more. More money, more pleasure, more life. It's almost pitiful. But something about it stirs a deep desire within me. I just want to put you in your place. In a world where you are dominant over almost everything. There is still something you cannot control. Something that lies entirely out of your petty sphere of influence. Stranger and more sinister than you could possibly imagine. More powerful than you could dream. I am what waits in the darkness for you. Ready to snuff out your candle. Or burn you for my own enjoyment. You're getting close again. I can feel you seizing. And those anguished moans are getting louder. Good. I want that karma. Fuck, I want it all. I want everything you can muster. It's mine. Oh, it's all mine. You're all fucking mine. Every ounce of your vitality will be mine to savor. Look how easily I've stormed into your life and torn apart your delusions of safety or propriety. The world you knew is gone. And now the only thing that matters is my pussy. And the delirium of anticipation as you approach that next rapturous climax. Oh, keep thrusting. Fuck me. Fuck me with all your mortal strength. Yes. Yes, come inside me. Oh, I want it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, I can feel it pumping inside me. So hot, surging from the tip of your cock. Oh, like a river. Oh, your moans getting so loud. Oh, don't stop. Oh, keep thrusting it into me. Oh, fuck. It's so much. Good. We aren't stopping. I'm not done. I want more. Fuck me. I'm gonna ride you harder than you've ever been ridden. There's more cum in those balls. And it's gonna be fucking mine. What I feel. Take everything. I'm not wasteful. I wouldn't dream of just taking the blood when there's so much virile cum inside you, just waiting to be forcibly milked. Oh, and you're still in the throes of ecstasy. No matter how rough I get, how hard I ride you, by this point, my venom must have driven you almost insane. Mortal minds aren't meant to be toyed with like this. Oh, you're being reduced down to the single base instinct just to keep thrusting and fucking until your body gives out. That is the price I demand from you. Oh, I'm gonna get my satisfaction from you. Even if it kills you. Once more. You're gonna come for me. Once more. Oh, we're gonna come together. I'm finally building up to my own orgasm. Oh, it keeps thrusting into me. Gripping my thighs. My breasts. Feel my perfect pussy squeezing around you. Already full of your seed. and begging for more. Oh, you need to give it to me again. Oh, keep going. Yes. Yeah, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, give me everything. Every last bit of your life force. Thrust it up into my pussy. Oh, I'm gonna drain you dry. Oh, yeah. The end of your tether. Oh, one last climax to suck the life out of you. Oh, and I'm so hungry for that last sweet drop. Oh, I'm gonna suck the last of your blood right as we both climax. Oh, it's gonna be euphoric. And you've done so well, lasting this long, keeping up with the demands of an immortal. Oh, I'll have the dark gift for you at the end. Now come with me. Oh, I want to feel you crossing the threshold into bliss at the very same moment. Oh, I want to taste the rush in your blood, flowing into me from your cock and your neck. Oh, the exact same moment. Oh, the exact second is my own orgasm that I've been building for so long. Oh, oh, I'll count you down. Oh, five. Oh. Strength and your vitality spent inside me, filling me up with energy. Oh, so much beautiful mortal vigor. You did so well, holding out as long as you did. I expected your heart might fail before we reached our climax, but you kept going. It's okay. No need to move. You're weak and pale now. I've drained almost everything. Your body has barely enough to continue. I lower you to the floor. I could kill you now and end this meal with a blissful sleep. There would be no more pain. You'd simply fade into the night, and the last echoes of you would live on in the blood I've taken from you. But if I restrain myself and temper my final sips, I can leave you on the shore, in the dark ocean of death, where my venom will do its work. You longed for immortality, and while I have mocked you at times this night, I have been impressed by your strength. You gave me the best meal I have had in perhaps a century or more. You just kept going. So much calm, so much blood. I feel so full I could burst. Perhaps you would make a fine immortal after all. A vampire for a new age. With money and means. And perhaps the will to carry yourself into the future. Perhaps it would be interesting to show you the ropes. Train you in the ways of the immortals. And perhaps take advantage of your exquisite body a few times more. After all, I've enjoyed you immensely, and you left me very satisfied. Yes, I think I will let my venom continue its work on you, making you like me. A small sip will do it. Just a few more drops of your blood to push you over the edge. Not quite enough to kill you, but enough that you have no defense against the dark gift, and it can begin to change you. Now I will await your return to consciousness and the awakening of your vampiric gift. The change will not be painless, but soon you shall revel in the night and the hunt, as I have. And I will finally have a new companion to enjoy. You're going to be mine for a very long time. My little newborn thrall. My fresh vampire apprentice. Oh, I have such wonders to show you. Once you pass through the door of undeath and return with the dark blessing. Wonders of night. Wonders of blood and flesh. Wonders of pleasure. Once you have a vampire's strength, I won't have to hold back in my lovemaking. Oh. waiting just past the precipice. And I will be your guide through darkness and sin. Awaken and be mine.